This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we got lots going on in this country, and there's a whole lot of voter fraud going on. And I'm going to take you back to 2012 just to show you how bad it was, just to show how bad the American people have been duped by these ill-designing men. I mean, folks, it is over the top. It's embarrassing. It's shameful, to say the least, because for the most part, the American people knew that they were being scammed by a criminal in the White House in the first place, but they gave him a pass. We're going to be talking about that because what we're going to do is put in parallel what's going on with the likes of the Clintons, folks. What's going on in California, Massachusetts, we found out in Iowa. Folks, across the board, ETC, Hillary Clinton has been caught rigging the elections, and the public aren't very happy about it. So what's happening, friends, is the American people are awakening to what's going on. In other words, they're actually responding with the information that has been given to them. Matter of fact, I want to put a little salt on your tongue right now. Listen to the people concerning the rigging of the elections going on in Massachusetts right now. Tell me how it seems that it's going over with them folks down there.
This is a serious crime, and I demand that someone be held accountable. If not you, Ms. Purcell, then who? This is a high crime, and there must be punishment.
We demand a revote on June 7th with an open primary.
If you help somebody, your neighbor, bring in a ballot, you are a felon if you successfully help them to vote. You tell me, what is the crime now when you deny people the right to vote? You ought to be thankful, Ms. Purcell, because if you were a Democrat, every elected Republican
will show some respect, Mr. Perez.
Excuse me? You want to talk about respect when you deny people the right to vote? When you push that voter ballot bill, you want to talk about respect, sir? You have no respect.
They knew there was going to be a problem. You know why they didn't tell anybody? Because they have their candidate already. Her name is Hillary Clinton. There's been 4,000 confirmed people that have the registration changed. Everyone that I know that had the registration changed was a Bernie Sanders supporter. I want a federal investigation, and we need another day of voting. We need to count all provisional ballots.
They had one polling location for 100,000 students.
This is voter suppression at its best. Standing in line 4 or 5 hours to vote. How can we call a winner when there are thousands of people still in line?
This is a travesty of justice. I really feel there's criminal intent.
There were tons of people like myself that had to turn around, people that were crying, people that were in pain. They could not handle the wait times, and they left.
Voting must be simple. This last election, as you see, it was not simple. We the people know that our electoral process has been corrupted. You got caught.
Okay, so they got caught. These are the people in Massachusetts, folks, that are speaking out concerning the election fraud that's going on with the likes of the Clintons. It's interesting how this process is taking its course, is it not? And again, the state-controlled narrative is what is dummying down the American people. And interestingly enough, the American people say they don't agree with what the state-controlled media says, but when they say it, they live their life accordingly, as if to say that the state-controlled narrative has any truth whatsoever in it. When in fact, it's all premised on a lie. Every single thing concerning Barack Hussein Obama and the Clintons is all premised on a lie. You just heard what was going on over in Massachusetts. Now they're going to be doing sit-ins, friends. They're going to be going down to Washington, D.C., and they're going to begin to protest what they should have been doing a long time ago. Why do we wait for our backs to be pushed up against the wall, or why do we wait for our country, let me put it that way, we the people, why do we wait for ourselves to be actually painted into a corner before we respond to what we knew long before we got to this point? Why? It doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Folks, I want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple moments. Hillary Clinton fraud. And we're also going to go back to Barack Hussein Obama and show you exactly how bad it was. I mean, both of them, just think about it. Barack Hussein Obama's Twitter account is 70% contrived. I'm going to highlight some of that. And then I'm going to go over to Hillary Clinton and show you that 56% of her Twitter account is completely contrived out of thin air. That's how they're gaining their support. And again, friends, just one more point. If you look behind dictators of the past, this is how they did what they did. People didn't take the time to deal with them when they had the opportunity to do it. In America, let me tell you something, you still have the freedom to do the right thing. So let's do what we need to do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, shadow government. WikiLeaks exposes George Soros, the international criminal controlling the Clintons. Oh, and by the way, not just the Clintons, friends, not just the Clintons, but also in the state of Minnesota here, Mr. Dayton as well. And we know that where there's corruption, you can just pull the curtain back and you can see who's pulling the strings, because it keeps going back to the same players, folks. And this is all happening once again, friends, because America has turned her back on God. It was John Calvin again. Love him or hate him, friends. This is coming to my remembrance. When God wants to judge a nation, he appoints wicked rulers over those people. And right on, because when you look at Leviticus 26, that's exactly what's happening in this country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, shadow government, WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks exposes George Soros controlling the Clintons, folks. We can keep going. Hillary Clinton on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hillary Clinton team covering up U.S. money going to terrorists. Hillary Clinton team covering up U.S. money going to terrorists. You're paying for your own demise, America. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, Hillary's top aide, Huma Abedin, confirms Hillary's often confused. Hey, folks, you know the cool thing about telling the truth? Is truth will always come back to your remembrance. You don't have to try to remember oftentimes as to what you said. At least not the way that you need to cover up when you tell a lie. And telling a lie is like a snowball that starts out real small. And it keeps gaining ground and gaining ground until at length there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here again, friends, contributors from all over the country are writing about, here we have it, FBI opens up new criminal investigation, of course, to appease the people, into Clinton family corruption. Once again, FBI opens up new criminal investigation into Clinton family corruption. We're going to come back, friends, and we're going to show you exactly how the American people are being duped through election fraud. Hey, folks, remember, it doesn't matter who does the voting. It matters who does the counting, said the murderer, Joseph Stalin.
It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who said the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. We all know that the young people are the future and hope of America, and yet why are we not investing in them? We find that most politicians who are raising thousands and in some cases millions of dollars are not interested in the up-and-coming generations, but in only funding their own campaigns so they can continuously play the game of politics without resolve, with no change, and that leaves Americans on the losing side. Isn't it about time for the truth to be heard and to sincerely restore America back to the founding principles that made it great? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that our freedoms are preserved for all generations to come. And if you desire to see our nation restored, then please support our work by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and clicking that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join together with us in fighting the good fight of faith and taking back America unto Christ.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about election fraud, where the people in this country are actually rising up, and they are beginning to respond to the system that is corrupt from the very top to the bottom. And folks, we're going to be doing a little expose on what's going on, but I want to take you back just a little bit to show you how bad you've been duped by the likes of Barack Hussein Obama. Folks, I do tea parties all across the country as well, and it's interesting to note that when I'm talking about voter fraud that takes place, and it's taking place in this country, namely under Barack Hussein Obama, everybody in that room is nodding their head in agreement that they have been taken. In other words, they had the wool pulled over their eyes. They knew that they were being lied to. I want to go over to Exodus 23, verse 8 really quick to lay the premise, because it's always on the rock, the Word of God. And thou shalt take no gift, for the gift blindeth the wise and perverteth the words of the righteous. Sam, what I want to do really quick, friends, before I get rolling on this, I want to give you a little blast from the past. Remember the flashback, the computer programmer that testified that he rigged voting machines? Well, in a blast from the past that people need to be aware of in this voting season, Clinton Eugene Clint Curtis, who's an American attorney, computer programmer, and ex-employee of NASA and ExxonMobil, told the world in open testimony that voting machines are not only hackable to determine election, but that he designed the program to do it back in the year 2000. So this explains George W. Bush as well. Curtis's testimony came in 2006 before the U.S. House Judiciary members in the Ohio, state of Ohio. In 100, Curtis was hired by Tom Feeney to build software that would rig an election. One of your representatives, friends, actually did the hiring to rig the election. the electronic voter machines. And according to Curtis, he could rig the machines in such a way to determine a 51-49 split in favor of the person that wanted to win. Now, I want you to understand, too, folks, polls are rigged. They are bought and paid for the most part, okay? When you're seeing through the state-controlled narrative, 43 to 57 or whatever the case may be, friends, keep in mind they always got to try to keep the forerunners that they want out in front of your face. They need to keep them close because, again, that's how they war the people one against another, okay? Divide and conquer. But I want you to listen for yourself to this attorney. Oh, by the way, if you want to know why the Lord damned attorneys, woe unto you. He said, God blank damn you. He was damning attorneys, friends. When he was woeing them, he was damning them in Matthew 23. He's the one, this individual, that was an attorney that was actually doing the rigging. That explains why Jesus was saying the things that he was saying. But listen to Clint, Eugene Clint Curtis, on rigging the elections.
Mr. Curtis, would you please state your full name for the record?
My name is Clinton Eugene Curtis.
And where do you reside?
Tallahassee, Florida.
And what is your profession?
I'm a computer programmer.
Would you please speak into the microphone so the audience can hear your testimony?
I'm a computer programmer.
Mr. Curtis, are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
Yes.
How do you know that to be the case?
Because in October of 2000, I wrote a prototype for President Congressman Tom Feeney at the company I worked for in Oviedo, Florida, that did just that.
And when you say did just that, it would rig an election?
It would flip the vote 51-49. To whoever you wanted it to go to and whichever race you wanted to win.
And would that program that you designed be something that elections officials that might be on county boards of elections could detect?
They'd never see it.
Never see it.
Mr.
Okay, now, that's the gist of it, okay? I'm just taking you back. I wanted you to hear from him.
Such a program.
I wanted you to hear from him, friends. Keep in mind what Joseph Stalin said. It is enough that the people know there was an election. That's all they want you to be made aware of, friends. They want to appease you. They want to pacify you that there was an election. He said, Joseph Stalin did, the people who cast the votes decide nothing. The people who count the votes decide everything. Folks, this is in the air all across the boards. Because, again, going back to the likes of Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama, they don't have the support of the people whatsoever. So then, America, how is it that you're content with the results given unto you when the one that you didn't want to win wins again and again and again and again and again and again? How do you go to sleep at night knowing that you just gave them a pass to go ahead and do it again the next day? Now, I want to go to a practical primer for realistic radicals on page 126, written by Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals. Keep in mind what he says. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Now, let's go back to Barack Hussein Obama for just a moment. Because, friends, you need to understand and remember that in 2010, that election cycle, there were 63 Democratic representatives that were unseated. Do you remember that? Do you remember that Barack Hussein Obama had to move the 2012 Democratic Convention from a 74,000-seat arena to a 20,000-seat arena? Do you remember that? And he still couldn't fill the seats by giving away free tickets. Now, remember what I'm telling you, friends, because it's embarrassing. It's shockingly embarrassing, to say the least. Do you remember when it was reported in Milwaukee that people filled up an 18,000-seat arena to see and to support Barack Hussein Obama? This is the second election cycle, friends. Do you remember that? When, in fact, did you know that some truth seekers that really wanted to know what was going on there in that particular arena, well, it was reported through the state-controlled media that there was 18,000 seats, when, in fact, there was only 5,000 seats that were available? How does that work? Do you remember that 70% of Barack Hussein Obama's Twitter followers were found to be fake accounts created out of thin air? Do you remember that back in the second election cycle concerning Barack Hussein Obama? Do you remember that Stevie Wonder couldn't even get 200 people to show up for a fundraiser for Barack Hussein Obama? How is this all working, friends? It's all working through apathy and tolerance from the American people that don't give a rip about the sacrifice that was given to give them the freedoms in which they have today. Did you forget that during the re-election inauguration, there weren't even enough people in Washington, D.C. to fill up the hotel rooms, America? And he won through a landslide, did he? Wow. And of course, you must surely have forgotten the massive voter fraud that took place in the United States in the last election. Again, listen carefully. Oh, but Bradley, the blacks and the Hispanics were voting for him. Really? Really? Well, let's talk about those black supporters. Don't you remember that 7 in 10 black voters supported the pro-8 marriage decision? The black communities are not behind Barack Hussein Obama. They caught on after the second election cycle, friends. The Hispanics are not behind him. And the only ones that are the ones that he has created as dependents on the welfare system or the illegals that have come into this country. See, the black population is also awakening to the fact that Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton, both two sides of the same coin, is Planned Parenthood's greatest advocate. That's going off on a different branch, but it's still making the same point. Remember what communist dictator Joseph Stalin said. Those who cast the votes decide nothing. Those who count the votes decide everything. Remember what he said. It's enough that there was an election cycle. It's enough that the people know that there was an election. Just play the game. Just appease. Just pacify the people. Make it look real. Well, in fact, we have control of everything that's going on. And folks, what's really, really to the core sickening about all this, even the ones that are rigging the machines are telling you that they're rigging the machines, but yet there's still people that still give these corrupt politicians a pass. As if to say that they don't have what they need to actually prosecute. Now let's go over to Barack Hussein Obama during the 2000 election cycle, because what we need to do is look at history just 4 years ago to understand what they're attempting to do today. And by the way, this happened under George W. Bush as well. Same exact thing that's taking place here today. Following Barack Hussein Obama's re-election, accusations from some quarters have held that his campaign stole the election through voter fraud. And of course, others claim no voter fraud occurred, and that the election victory resulted from the Obama campaign's vastly superior get-out-of-the-vote effort. One red state diarist has even gone so far as to announce that the commenters complaining that the election was stolen will be banned from the site. Folks, you need to understand that they have these little groups across the United States, the SPLC, Right Wing Watch, these communist organizations, these atheist organizations, these homosexual organizations. They're all bought and paid for. Change.org, all bought and paid for and funded by the likes of a George Soros, only to overturn your law and your republic to give it over to a tyrannical government, a totalitarian government. This is not theory. This is a fact. Now, going back to Barack, with all of the swirling allegations, where does the truth lie? Folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to start giving you stats as to what took place during the second election cycle concerning the criminal that's in the White House, which they mean to bring to the present, which will expose Hillary Clinton once again for who she is and who she works for. We just found out through WikiLeaks that Soros is wearing the pants.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Folks, if you like to junk a bumper, if you want to jump online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over on my Twitter account for what it's worth, BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1, and or my Facebook, which is Bradley Dean. We got about 500,000 people interacting on a daily basis. We appreciate that because there are 500,000 people in this country that believe that God is willing to give them what they are willing to fight for, but they understand and they're a part of the fight in which it's going to take the good fight of faith to get to the other side, showing the world their faith by their works, right? James 2. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let's talk about the definition of narcissism. That would be Barack Hussein Obama. When it comes to outright voter fraud, let's examine first those allegations with the greatest potential for skewing election results. 100% vote for Obama? Really? Where did that happen? The inner circle in the White House? I bet it did. As a matter of fact, in some inner city precincts, Obama garnered between 98% and 100% of the vote. Really? See, folks, if we judge him again by his fruit, it doesn't line up. 98 and 100% of the vote went to Barack Hussein Obama. This was most frequently noted about Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Cleveland, Ohio. Incredulous observers stated third world dictators don't even get 99% of the vote. One guy said, I mean, the last guy that got this percentage of the vote was Saddam Hussein, and the people that didn't vote for him got shot. That's exactly right. But we're not that far gone yet in this country. And notice the word yet. Quotations around the word yet, right? Now just think about this. What they do here is they create dependence in other countries, namely third world countries, such as Saddam Hussein's, when he was around. They would just shoot them for those that didn't vote for him. Now they just buy them. See, because there's a whole lot of people that are willing to sell their soul to keep a tyrant in power, opposite of that of the Christ. See, but folks, these statements confuse turnout with votes. In communist countries, going back to Saddam's Iraq, every voter is indeed required to vote for one choice on the ballot, and participation is close to 100% all the time. However, in the United States elections, turnout has run at about 60% for the past three presidential races. One county in Ohio encompasses Cleveland and surrounding areas. Overall, President Obama received 69.32% of the vote, that county votes, while Romney received 29.55%. The county lists 927,996 registered voters, and there were only 650,387 votes cast. Over 40% of those were absentee ballots. Okay, I got two things to say. An absentee ballot is a vote cast by someone who is unable or unwilling to attend the official polling station or to which the voter is normally allocated, okay? It defines itself, the word does, absentee, okay? Now, going over to Romney, I want to show you exactly what I'm showing you as to what's going on in this country today. When you look at Mitt Romney back during the second election cycle, the people were duped by Romney because everything that he said he would advocate was exactly, judging him by his fruit, was counter to everything that he would say he was doing. Matter of fact, Mitt Romney was the architect, along with John Gruber friends, of Obamacare. And notice how during the debates he never called him out for Obamacare. No, because he was the one guilty of actually creating Obamacare, which is a violation of Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. It's illegal. Therefore, it's nugatory, null and void. Right? You know, Romney, hey, I'm all for Second Amendment. Hey, I don't care if you're for the Second Amendment or not. These are the laws that you're going to uphold, because we are. You know, I'm not for homosexual marriage, neither we. As a matter of fact, it's a felony in every state. See, but he supported it. Matter of fact, he even supported NAMBLA, a North American Man-Boy Love Association, which is a pedophile group that's watched by the FBI in this country, we're told. But he was an anti-gunner. He was a pro-sodomite, friends. And furthermore, even going over to abortion, which he condemned, to the Republicans, keep in mind, he was personally supporting Planned Parenthood. But this is what I'm telling you, friends. This is where you need to wake up as to what's going on today. Again, just let's go back to Jesus, Matthew 7, and judge these people by their fruit. Because when we judge them by their fruit, we're going to know if they're telling us the truth or nay. Going back to this point, turnout was 70%. There were more than 100 Cleveland inner city, largely black community precincts where Obama received 98 to 100% of the vote. But this amounted to about 60,000 votes, less than 10% of the total cast. Now ask yourself how many Romney voters you would expect to see in those locations. Matter of fact, in 2004, George W. Bush received 11% of the black vote nationwide, and that was a recent, well, it was a high turnout vote for Republicans. So we can go on with location after location after location where this was going on. See, folks, and people just take it that if it's a black community, well, they're voting for Barack Hussein Obama. Baloney. That's not true at all. It just simply means that you've been stupefied and dummied down enough to believe, well, you know, if they're black folks, then they're voting for black folks. No, if you're that colorblind, you know what? Then I guess you deserve the lie that you swallow or the Kool-Aid that you drink, because it is not true whatsoever. If you go to inner city polls, their eye-popping and illegal stonewalling of poll watchers strongly suggest nefarious activities. The left, as you might believe it to be called, their nationwide campaign to discredit voter integrity efforts as voter suppression, and their obstinate battle against voter ID laws only serve to reinforce this impression. By the way, voter ID only applies to those that abide by the laws, not those that don't, according to these people. So here's some examples. 75 GOP vote inspectors were ordered to leave Philadelphia locations by Democratic poll judges. One judge was caught on audio. A court order sent them back, but who knows what went on while they were gone? Of course not, folks. You know what went on. These poll locations were all within the 59 precincts where Romney received no votes. In Philadelphia, the Community Voters Project, an Acorn clone that employs some former Acorn workers, shredded Republican voter registrations. This is not the first time they've been in trouble. See, but folks, this is what's so bad about this. Is when going back to the right-left lie, because we're ruled by law, not by opinion. Right? And if you've been led to believe that we have a left and a right, you know, then, okay, let's just go there for a moment so I can explain something, okay? Why is it that when they get busted, because when I speak of the left, and I've identified this and defined this several times, you're speaking of criminals that are not ruled by the laws of our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. Why is it that when they get caught, the right just lets them do it again? And again, that only adds strength for them to commit another crime on another day against the right. And furthermore, if again the right was doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a left. But the right's not doing the right thing, that's why there is a left. And if you look at the right today, they are the left of the past. See, because today's Republicans are yesterday's Democrats. Okay? And again, this all comes from departing from a living God. The Florida AFL-CIO threatened True the Vote and Tampa Fair Vote with legal actions for submitting voter registration challenges. Maryland Representative Elijah Cummings issued a highly publicized threat against True the Vote and Election Integrity Maryland just for checking voter rolls. They're threatening people that are actually enforcing the laws. EIM found 11,000 questionable registrations, including 1,566 dead voters. The Maryland Board of Elections took no actions whatsoever. I mean, folks, these people are selling out to their own demise, and so are those that let them. By the way, Cummings also attacked the Ohio Voter Integrity Project with the same baseless claims. Folks, you know, this reminds me of what communists do. Threaten, oppress, put fear on them, get the media to attack them, to back up what the law does not. And when the people that actually know what the law says stand up against them, guess what? Their threat is null and void. It's nothing but hot air. Is really what it comes down to. Think Progress falsely claimed True the Vote was under investigation by Rep. Cummings, when in fact he has no legal authority to do so, proving my point as to what I just said. He had no legal authority to threaten anybody, but he did it anyways. And guess what? People back off. Despite overwhelming nonpartisan public support for voter IDs, hello, Attorney General at that time, Eric Holder, Justice Department, Injustice, and liberal jurists have delayed, emasculated, or defeated ID laws in Texas, Wisconsin, South Carolina, Arizona, and Pennsylvania. Folks, you're not under attack by a foreign government. You're under attack by your own people who are acting out of the scope of American government, which makes them foreign. The Obama administration spiked investigations of 8 states that had major voter roll problems. Holder had vowed to fight voter IDs as restricting voter rights. Hey, we don't have a right to violate the law. Remember, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around. That was one of our founders, Charles D. Montesquieu. The The Holder Injustice Department conspired with Project Vote on National Voter Registration Act, a.k.a. Motor Voter, enforcement of lawsuits, which forces states and local agencies to become essentially low-income or voter registration drives. Folks, it goes on. It goes on. And it goes on. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you the invalid or inaccurate voter registrations, deceased voters. I'm going to give you numbers on the dead voters for Barack Hussein Obama. Wow, this is just crazy. Even the dead are voting today. And he's been in there far too long. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again. Exposing election fraud, going back to 2012, to show you exactly what they're trying to do today and how it, well, actually how they process it step by step and the methods in which they do it. It's all fraud, friends. It's all fraud. Matter of fact, the actual level of voter fraud that occurred in 2012, the potential for future fraud is truly staggering. Pew Research Center published a report revealing election rolls in a shambles nationwide, and what they blamed was Cloward and Piven's motor voter law is responsible for much of the mess. That is a strategy, which is a political strategy outlined in 1966 by American sociologist and political activist Richard Cloward and Francis Fox Piven, that called for overloading the U.S. public welfare system in order to precipitate a crisis that would lead to a replacement of the welfare system. And that's exactly what you're seeing today, friends. 24 million invalid or inaccurate voter registrations. 24 million. 1.8 million dead voters, 2.75 million registered in multiple states. In North Carolina alone, they found 30,000 dead voters going to the black states again so they can attempt to justify what they are doing, because for the most part, the people will just take it for what it is. Oh, my goodness. Voters in Pueblo County, Colorado, complained that their votes were being changed to Obama. This was reported local to NBC affiliates, KOAA. Maryland congressional candidate and veteran investigative journalist Ken Timmerman reported many voters claiming that this happened to them, lodging complaints with vote judges. Timmerman is requested to see voting machine records. Maryland Delegate Kathy Afazali and Carroll County Commissioner Richard Rothschild have been requested and have requested the FBI impound total electronic voting machines suspected of switching votes based on complaints from other voters, including a state official. Isn't it interesting? You hear there's a complaint filed, but you never hear the outcome. See, this is what I'm talking about, appeasing the people, pacifying the people. Well, just put in the paper that there's an investigation going on, just like what they're doing with the FBI reopening an investigation into the Clinton crime family. The only reason they're doing that is to put you back to sleep, friends. They want you to believe, they want to lead you about that they're doing something about the problem, when in fact, folks, they're the fox in the chicken coop. And how many times does that point need to be proven? Robert Ashcroft, a Republican poll watcher in Allentown, Pennsylvania, reported that about 5 to 10% of electronic votes would change the selection back to default, which would mean it would go to Obama. A 2008 Fox report showed how electronic voting machines can be infected with a computer virus to change votes. We talked about that during the first hour, or I'm sorry, the first segment here. They've been busted with voters voting two and three times in the same states and in other states as well. Matter of fact, even under Barack Hussein Obama, they were actually busing Muslims in to these polling stations. And, of course, they had to take a picture of it, you know, all 50 of them together, and then talk about the thousands of them that were actually brought in to vote for Barack Hussein Obama, when, in fact, there was probably 50 to 30 of them. That's how this all works. The Obama campaign continues to accept illegal donations from other countries. We know that this is true concerning the Clinton Foundation today. Aaron Klein proved this by donating to the Obama campaign twice under the name Osama bin Laden using a Pakistani web address. They took his money. In 2008, Barack Hussein Obama, like that of Hillary Clinton today, the Obama campaign accepted almost $30,000 from Palestinian donors. Two cases of forged votes were reported in New York by Republicans who discovered their votes had already been made. Two citizens were charged with voting illegal in Austin, Minnesota. Cases of double voting in Ohio are again being now investigated. And by the way, after the cycle was over, many of these Democratic individuals that were committing these crimes were arrested and thrown into prison. For those that seen it through, you heard very little to nothing concerning those criminals. See, because they don't want to send the message that the American people mean what they say. You violate the law, we the people will see to justice. They don't want other people to hear that. See, they don't want you to fear God. They want you to just think everything's okay, do what you want to do, when you want to do it, and how you want to do it, and it's inconsequential. It doesn't matter if you obey the laws or not. That's how these people act out. The mentally disabled were coaxed to vote for Obama in North Carolina. Again, going to California, same thing we're seeing with Hillary Clinton today. NBC reported dead voters voting in California. They must have been reporting the truth in their confusion as they blurted it out. Non-citizens voting in Iowa, non-citizens, friends. See, and as I shared with you years ago, America, I said if Barack Hussein Obama and his criminal administration had the support that the media wants you to believe he has, then why does he need all these illegals coming into the country? I want to tell you why. Because he doesn't have the support. Nor has he ever had the support. Widespread absentee voter fraud is being investigated in South Texas. A non-English speaking under 18 youth reported he was told he can vote. Folks, case after case after case after case. Many people unable to state their name or address on their ID without assistance were there to vote. Many unable to speak English could not even follow simple directions, but they voted for Barack Hussein Obama. Many times upon recording a vote, it was recorded that a vote in that person's name had already been checked off, but he voted again. Many times the voter's ages didn't match the age of the registered voter. He or she appeared much younger or older than the person listed on the registration. Several times, what appeared to be the same person voting twice was broadcast. They used the same name twice, and when the ORCA app stated that only one voter in the precinct had the stated name, they voted anyways. Many times a person who looked Hispanic answered to a name that he or she could barely pronounce, that it was obviously some other ethnicity, such as Asian or Middle Eastern. I'm sorry, ethnicity, sorry, forgive me. Every one of these people, save one, voted, and none with a provisional ballot. One person was denied the vote who admitted through an interpreter he was underage, but said he was told he could vote anyway. He was denied the vote only after repeated protests, friends. You know how I just shared with you, friends, you know, who supports these people? Who's supporting Hillary Clinton? Well, the same people supporting Barack Hussein Obama. I mean, the homosexuals who make up less than 1.7% of the population support Hillary. They even support Donald Trump, who said he would defend the LGBT. I want to tell you who he wants to defend the LGBT from. He wants to defend the LGBT to go ahead and attack who they want to at will without consequence of the law. That's who supports Hillary Clinton, same people that supported Barack Hussein Obama. Planned Parenthood supports only him and her, only to be used as a political battering ram to eradicate human life under the guise of choice, which in truth is population control. And there's enough useful idiots in this country, a whole handful of them, that are willing to sell their soul and their own country and people down the river. Within the United States, Obama and Hillary enjoy support from the homosexuals, the abortionists, and the communists. And without the United States, country like Cuba, Venezuela, China, Russia, the Muslim Brotherhood, Saudi Arabia, have expressed their support for both Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton. So your sworn enemies are the ones funding and supporting, both without and within, the likes of Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton. You know what's even kind of bizarre about all of this, friends, is even looking at Barack Hussein Obama, the first slogan was change. And the people in this country were led to believe that he was going to go back to our founding documents, which he did just the exact opposite. He did go back to the founding documents only to attack them, to fundamentally transform America. But what's bizarre about all this, his second slogan was forward. And for those that did not know, Lean Forward was not only used by just Barack Hussein Obama, but also MSNBC, whose ratings are so bad, they should be embarrassed, right? But Lean Forward was to open the floodgates to illegal immigration, and it's also a communist slogan that the Russians would use. And it was, again, lean forward. It's a communist slogan. Hillary Clinton's doing the same thing. Talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.